Lately, I've seen evidence that people actually do believe in a gospel of safe living and personal comfort. And maybe I've been one of those people. Have you seen it? It's a type of Western world Christianity that promotes self-care more than taking up the cross, as if resting in Jesus means we need to take more naps and book weekly massages. I love both, by the way. But God doesn't call us to risk-free living. Here's what the Master says about playing it safe. That's a terrible way to live. It's criminal to live cautiously like that. If you knew I was after the best, why did you do less than the least? Matthew 25, 26, The Message. The third servant was merely a player when it came to working on his master's behalf. He took what his master had entrusted to him and hid it underground because he thought he knew what was best. In essence, he was playing God instead of partnering with him. He gave less than the least. He gained nothing because he risked nothing. What does this lesson mean for us? We are called to risk something. As partners with God, we are called to invest what the Master has given to us. That's the surprising truth about surrender that we rarely hear, or at least that I rarely heard. I hope there's some freedom for you in this, particularly if you've been shamed by pious-sounding people who give you the side eye for being overly ambitious. Hear me now. There is so much good about you. The Master has given you much to invest. He is inviting you, be my partner. God actually built women like you for this terrific alliance. Women like you are the ones I want looking over my taxes before the paperwork is sent to the IRS. You are the ones I want reviewing my mammogram. I want friends in my life who won't give up on me easily. Trust me, you are the kind of women I want editing this book before it lands on a bookshelf. I am not a proponent of doing it all of the time. But I am a proponent of doing it well when we're called into service. The trouble with women like us is this. We're doing a lot of things, but often we're doing them without joy. God didn't intend it that way. When we enter into a true partnership with Him as servants who invest what He's given us, there's a real reward for us. In this same parable, the Master says to the two partnering servants, "Let's celebrate together." Matthew 25:23 NLT. Other Bible translations put it this way: "Enter into the joy of your master," ESV, and "come and share your master's happiness," NIV. In short, when we stop playing God and start partnering with Him, the story gets really good. But you and I both know we have a tendency to go overboard. How do we make sure we don't go too far so we can hang on to our joy as we partner with Him? We watch for these warning signs. We are functioning within our call, but we don't feel fulfilled. We feel like we can't trust other people to do their job, so we take over, denying people the opportunity to live into their own callings. We subscribe to the notion that I'm capable, therefore I should, so we say yes to it all. We become accidental supervisors of everything and everyone. Because we want to give our all, we often feel powerless to say no. We say yes to every assignment, not pausing long enough to see if God intends us to commit to one more thing. We are scared that if we decline, we'll appear either cowardly or inadequate. So we add another heaping spoonful to an already